Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Joelle Sotomayor, the president and CEO of Transport Genie. Thanks for joining us, Joelle.
Thank you, Bruce.
Transport Genie is part of the team that's working on a swine innovation pork initiative aimed at speeding up the process of washing and disinfecting swine transport trailers and lowering the cost of that job. First of all, at what stage of the project did Transport Genie become involved, and why, and what is the role of Transport Genie in this project?
Dr. Terry Fonstad contacted us in early October 2018. He heard about our technology at a swine conference, and then he wanted to talk to me directly and my team regarding the use of our sensors to monitor temperature and humidity and other environmental conditions in the trailer. And he thought that instead of the University of Saskatchewan creating their own sensors, that he would just become technology partners with us and use our sensors that we've already been created.
How long has Transport Genie been in operation? What sectors of the livestock industry does Transport Genie actually serve, and what products and services does it provide?
Transport Genie has been around for just a little bit over a year since we've incorporated the company. Primarily, we are working with Dr. Fonstad with the SIP project. And we are also part of the Canadian Agricultural Partnership with the Canadian Animal Health Coalition on a two-year national project to install our sensors in various livestock trailers and do a two-year trial.
What actually prompted Transport Genie's involvement in the truck washing and disinfecting project?
This idea came from Tim Nelson, who is a business partner of mine for Transport Genie Limited, and he saw the opportunity for us to create a sensor that the industry could use.
As far as the hardware itself, what do Transport Genie sensors monitor, and how is that data collected, shared, and transferred or transmitted?
Yes. We've created our own sensors and our own ecosystem. We send the data from the sensors to an in-cab device using a technology called Bluetooth Low Energy. And the reason we use BLE is because of the battery savings benefits that you can have by using this low energy mode. Once the data is in the in-cab device, we then send that off to our secure Canadian servers, which then can be viewed by our customers.
By whom and how is that data used, and for what purposes?
In terms of the SIP project, we'll be, as you know, there is a need to find out if every compartment of that trailer is actually reaching the temperature that is required to be considered clean. And so by putting our sensors in various parts of the container, we can validate it to make sure that that piece of that or that section of that trailer actually got to the temperature that was required. Presently, we can record the GPS coordinates that that the driver is using in terms of how they get from point A to point B. And we also measure accelerometer. So in the event that there is an event where braking had to be done in a manner that may have caused some of the payload or animals to be hurt in case there was a hard braking event, we would also have the ability to record when that happened, and in the near future have cameras installed, and then view what actually happened during that incident.
What modifications are in the works at this point to adapt these systems for use in the cleaning and disinfection of swine transport vehicles?
Yes. Right now, we are creating a brand new board to make sure that the materials that we're using survive the vast temperature ranges that we have in our Canadian country. And the work that's being done by Dr. Fonstad will be used to validate that our sensors will be strong enough to withstand really hot temperatures, really cold temperatures, and then also survive the the duration of let's say a really bumpy ride from point A to point B. So there's a bunch of tests that Derek, Dr. Fonstad's master's student, has prepared in order for us to make sure that our sensor and the data transmission is rigid and strong enough to withstand these conditions.
Where does this effort stand at this point, and what are the anticipated timeframes moving forward?
Right now, we're still in the very early stage, so you can consider this an alpha version of our sensor. We've had some problems in terms of power supply and changing batteries, so we're slowly overcoming those hurdles. And so within the next year, I believe, or the duration of the contract, we'd take the input from Derek's tests and then make modifications on our sensors. So by 2020, we'd have a more robust ecosystem.
What are the anticipated benefits of this technology, both in terms of general application and in terms of its use in the cleaning and disinfection of swine transport trailers?
Yes, I think, there's been a lot of public attention paid to how animals are being transported and what the agriculture community is doing. And by the creation of this sensor, with the work that we're doing with the University of Saskatchewan, we can give public assurance that research and Canadian researchers and Canadian companies are doing their very best to make sure that animals are taken care of.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Right now, or on a final note, I'd just like to mention to your listeners the proud work that we're doing. Everything that we've done in terms of our resources and the planning that we've done was all done through our local Canadian talents here near the University of Guelph and within the Guelph County Wellington region. And we're very lucky and happy to be working with the University of Saskatchewan, especially Dr. Fonstad, and also getting the funding from Swine Innovation Park.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Joel Sotomayor, the president and CEO of Transport Genie. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.